From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers meeting in Austria have announced a new peace effort aimed at ending the Syrian civil war. The plan, announced in Vienna Friday, includes talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also explores a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura announced the plan at a news conference after more than 8 hours of discussions. Kerry said the diplomatic talks in Vienna complemented stepped-up U.S. military efforts in Syria.
It will take pressure from many different directions to reverse the escalation of conflict and delay a credible groundwork for peace. Daesh and other terrorist organizations, we all believe, can never be allowed to unite or govern Syria.
The plan does not say what should become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry spoke just hours after the White House announced it will send fewer than 50 U.S. Special Forces commandos to northern Syria. They will coordinate local Syrian rebel fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition efforts. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the move does not mark the beginning of a U.S. combat mission in Syria.
The president has been quite clear that there is no military solution to the problems that are plaguing Iraq and Syria. There is a diplomatic one. The president has put in place a multifaceted strategy to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
The deployment marks the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says that Europe has failed to defend its values by providing migrants with a safe alternative to deadly sea journeys. He made the comments after 22 migrants drowned in two shipwrecks off Greece. The International Organization for Migration's spokesman Joel Milman said the IOM has received reports of even more migrant fatalities in other incidents in the past week.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees reports that more than 700,000 people have arrived in Europe this year, and more than 3,000 have died trying to make the perilous crossing of the Mediterranean and Aegean seas. U.S. President Barack Obama says a two-year government spending plan that Congress completed early Friday is responsible and that he will sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. The U.S. Senate passed the spending plan early Friday morning. The House had approved it on Wednesday. The new plan limits the overall size of the U.S. budget to around $4 trillion a year through March of 2017. That's just weeks after Mr. Obama leaves office, and by which time there will be a new president and a new Congress. It also extends the government's borrowing authority to that point, eliminating the possibility that the United States could default on its long-term debt obligations. Somalia's president says authorities are investigating a plane crash and the fate of survivors apparently taken captive by the militant group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed told VOA's Somali service in an interview Friday that the plane fell into the hands of what he called bandits or militiamen who kidnapped the passengers. The small plane was carrying between 9 and 11 people who have yet to be identified. Sources speaking on condition of anonymity say the aircraft was chartered by contractors working with security operations in Somalia. On Wall Street, stock prices ended Friday's trading lower but finished October with its biggest monthly gain in 4 years. U.S. government data released during the month showed feeble economic growth, wage growth, and consumer spending growth, but the outlook for future growth brightened and fears waned that a slowing Chinese economy would send the U.S. economy into a tailspin. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.5%. The S&P was also up by that much. The Nasdaq fell 0.4%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.